Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really getting into OpenAI's GPT 5.1. This isn't just, a minor tweak. Sounds like a pretty significant leap for enterprise AI. The goal seems to be a unified platform to lower technical barriers for businesses.
That's exactly it. And this deep dive, it's not just about the model's power, though that's part of it. We're looking at three core pillars:
Right.
native code agents, back-end automation, and this idea of persistent AI. How these are shifting enterprise software from just being tools to becoming, well, active partners, predictive, adaptive, even making decisions.
Okay, so let's start with that unified structure of 5.1. What does that actually mean for a company using it? How are those barriers lowered?
It's about bringing together two key things: the advanced reasoning from their O series models
Okay, the reasoning side.
and the really flexible multimodal stuff, like we saw with GPT-4o. Think images, audio, text, all working together. For businesses, that means one powerful, coherent system. Plus, and this is crucial, really robust security features built in.
Like what specifically?
Things like custom data retention policies. And critically, preventing your business data from being used to train OpenAI's future models. That builds a lot of trust.
Yeah, that seems essential for enterprise adoption.
Exactly. It lets you deploy with confidence, knowing you've got unlimited access to powerful models like GPT-4o, maybe o3 later, without compromising your data.
And it's not purely automated, right? There's still a human element.
Absolutely. That's key. The design emphasizes human oversight. They talk about intelligent warm transfers, human-in-the-loop models.
So collaboration, not replacement.
Precisely. It's about amplifying human expertise, making people more effective. The AI is more like an incredibly smart co-pilot.
That collaborative idea makes the native code agents sound really interesting. OpenAI's agents, like Codex. How do they actually turn, say, plain English into working code?
It's pretty amazing, actually. You describe what you need, and the agent, operating in a secure sandbox environment, can read files, edit them, write new CIFD.
Guided by project rules.
Yeah, you can guide it using files like agenttest.md to ensure it follows project standards.
Yeah.
And the productivity gains are, well, they're substantial.
How substantial are we talking?
We're hearing reports from small teams seeing 30-40% less development time. And there was a GitHub Copilot study where 75% of developers felt more productive
Wow.
and completed tasks something like 55% faster. It's a significant boost.
So it genuinely helps more people build software, even if they're not, hardcore programmers.
Exactly. It democratizes it to some extent. And it's not just about speed. It can improve code quality too
Oh, so.
through AI-driven feedback. Things like backtracking, where the AI can sort of review its own work, find issues, and refine the code. It learns as it goes, leading to more robust solutions.
Okay, shifting gears to back-end automation. How complex can these AI agents get? We're not just talking simple scripts anymore.
Oh, far beyond simple scripts. This is potentially revolutionary for IT operations. Imagine an AI managing complex server tasks,
Like what?
like diagnosing issues in a Kubernetes cluster, using tools like K8SGPT, or automatically generating and applying Terraform code to manage cloud infrastructure.
And it figures out the cloud setup itself.
Yeah, potentially even estimating AWS costs along the way, all with much less direct human input needed for each step.
What enables that kind of autonomy? You mentioned LLM ready APIs.
Right, that's the key enabler. These aren't just any APIs, they're designed specifically for AI agents to interact with.
What makes an API LLM ready?
They need things like really well-structured schemas, often using open API standards. Consistent naming is important too. Support for real-time operations, clear authentication, basically making it unambiguous for the AI agent how to use the system correctly and reliably.
Got it. So the interface itself has to be smart.
Or at least very clearly defined.
Now, this persistent AI agent idea, that sounds fascinating because traditional LLMs are, well, they forget things session to session, right? They're stateless.
Exactly. And that's a huge limitation for complex, ongoing tasks. Persistent agents overcome this. They can maintain context over days, weeks, maybe even months.
How do they manage that? Is it like computer memory?
That's a great analogy. They manage both short-term, sort of RAM-like working memory, maybe using tools like LangGraph's checkpointers to save state and long-term memory, more like a hard drive.
And that long-term memory isn't just one big blob of data.
No, it's often categorized. Think episodic memory for events, procedural for how-to steps, semantic for facts and concepts. It allows for more structured recall.
What are the techniques behind storing and retrieving all that?
Common strategies are vectorization, turning text into numerical embedding, so similar concepts are close mathematically, and graphication, mapping information out like a knowledge graph, showing relationships.
And you mentioned memory decay earlier. Why is that important? Why make it forget?
It's crucial for efficiency. You don't want the AI getting bogged down by irrelevant old data. It keeps the memory manageable. Plus, there are compliance reasons. Think GDPR or data retention policies. You need the AI to forget certain things after a while.
Right, that makes sense. So the benefits of this persistence, what does it unlock?
Huge potential. True hyper-personalization in interactions. Significant cost savings, you mentioned. Retail cutting call costs by 80%. That's likely leveraging similar concepts.
Wow, 80%.
Continuous learning for the AI itself, getting better over time within its context, and potentially much smarter business decisions because the AI can spot subtle long-term trends, like early signs of fraud that a human might miss over weeks or months.
Okay, this level of autonomy is clearly powerful, but it raises questions. What are the big strategic things organizations need to think about?
Well, risk management is key. AI-generated code, while powerful, isn't perfect. Some studies show maybe 40% of AI code in high-risk situations had flaws. So robust testing and validation are absolutely critical. You can't just deploy it blindly.
So that human oversight is still vital.
Absolutely. And thinking about the emerging responsibility gap, who is accountable when an autonomous agent makes a mistake, these are important governance questions.
Pulling it all together then, GPT 5.1, these agents, it's not really about replacing people.
No, I think the narrative should be about empowerment. Empowering developers, IT pros, business leaders, freeing them up from routine tasks to focus on higher level strategy, creativity, complex problem solving.
So to really harness this, what's the homework for organizations? What do they need to do now?
Proactive investment is key. Robust data governance, especially those memory decay policies, serious talent development, upskilling your teams to work with these AI systems, and definitely modernizing towards those LLM-ready APIs we talked about. You need the right infrastructure.
It really shifts the perspective. So maybe the final thought for you listening is, what truly new ways of collaborating could open up when AI isn't just a tool you use, but an intelligent partner integrated into your daily work? Something to think about.